You're listening to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And to West Fromm's Cold. Hey, glad to have you with us here today. It is Tuesday, Huskies Drive Time continuing. We have some great student athletes in our studios today. Javier did a great job. Alice is going to do a great job, too. Wes, why don't you introduce our latest athlete?
We have Alice Flanders from the Michigan Tech Nordic Skiing Team. And Alice coming off a big weekend at the NCAA Central Regional that we got to host on our trails. And glad to have you.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Talk about, first of all, talk about the season so far. Obviously, you've won a couple races and had a good season. Talk about the season as a whole.
It's just been a lot of fun. You know, we go out there and we train a lot. And it's last year I was gone for the first half of the year. I was in Norway during fall semester. And just being back with the team for the entire year, it's been a great atmosphere. We got a great bunch of kids that came in. And it's just been a lot of fun. And, you know, you go out there and you're training really hard, but you're also spending time with your friends. And that's what makes you get out there and wake up every day, is that you get to have so much fun and you're doing what you love. And, you know, when the results come out and they're positive, that's just the icing on the cake.
How many hours a week are you training right now?
Right now we're training about 8 to 10 because it's the end of our season and we're just sort of tapering off. But during the peak of our training, we're doing 20 hours during the summer to try and get that base in.
Wow.
20 hours of training. Yeah, I don't think I got that close with any sort of training ever. Alice, talk about your background. You're from Minnesota. What town are you from? And talk about your family a little bit.
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm an only child down there, and my mom and dad are just, I grew up skiing with them. My mom actually was skiing with me and before I was born, so it's sort of a natural thing. I went to high school down there and just born and raised Minnesotan, and it's really great. I love it, and parents are down there right now probably listening to the show.
How did you hear about Michigan Tech?
Well, I went online, and I knew that I wanted to do civil engineering for my major, and so I went online and I looked at all the schools that had both snow and civil engineering, and check. This one was the closest to home.
Wow. Are you watching much of the Olympics and any of the skiing on the Olympics?
I try and watch as much as I can, but with school and academics and us being gone on the weekends, yeah. It's really hard to get TV time in. We don't really watch that much during the normal year, so hopefully NBC will be coming out with a DVD set that you can watch on replay.
I spent some crazy calls on some of those finishes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's what the sport's getting about. It's, you know, there's... Shout out to the Wax Techs too, because each hundredth of a second, that's really, like, we're out there working hard, but if our skis are slow, I mean, they have to do their job. They have to be as fast as they can, and then we have to be as fast as they can, and everyone has to be having a great day if you're going to go out there and win a medal, or win any race for that matter. So everyone really has to, all the pieces have to fall into place, and it's almost luck of the draw.
You mentioned you took last season off. You were in Norway. What were you up to in Europe?
I was just doing a study abroad, trying to widen my horizons. And, you know, in Norway, they're the country that's known for their Nordic skiing, so right. I was hoping to learn their tricks of the trade and their secrets. Turns out they don't have any.
Turns out they just work
they're
really
just
hard.
Better.
Yeah.
How about you get to go to Nationals now, and I know the official announcement hasn't come, but we pretty much know that you're going to qualify for the Nationals. And talked to Joe last night at our Huskies Night Out event, and he talked about getting out there since it's at altitude, you know, getting out there early. What's your schedule now for the next couple weeks?
Well, up until Saturday, when I drive down to Minneapolis before we fly out, I'm just trying to get in as much homework as I can and trying to stay afloat. But once we're out there, it'll be a lot of relaxing and making sure that you're staying healthy and keeping your heart rate down, except for when you're out there training, just to get that recovery in. We'll probably just, you know, keep trying. I mean, I'll be missing 2 weeks of school, so
wow.
Trying to get academics in line, but along with getting lots of recovery and trying to reduce that academic stress and all the other stresses as much as possible so that you can really focus on the final events.
How many, what year are you here at Tech?
This is my fourth of five.
So you're going to be back next year?
Correct.
So that's cool. You get this experience and hopefully something that you can build on for the future.
I sure hope so.
Did you say you had brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
Oh, that's right. You didn't say that. I'm sorry.
How about the future? What's the future hold for Alice after Michigan Tech, or have you thought that far yet?
I'm just trying to take it one year at a time. All I know is that I'm not ready to leave yet.
What's your favorite part about Houghton in Michigan Tech?
Well, the snow, of course. Actually, I really absolutely love the personalities of the people here. That's one of the main draws that happened. Like, when I came on campus, I just, something smelled right. People were smiling. I mean, people are throwing snowballs at each other all the time, and just that adolescent atmosphere that happens there. We're all adults, but we still are kids at heart. That it keeps you young and it keeps you happy, and that's really cool.
So you like a commercial for Michigan Tech. This is great.
We should bottle that one. Good thing we were recording it.
Well, it's great to have you on this morning. We wish you all the best in Utah. Did you get to go when the team went earlier for the Nationals?
Or yes.
U.S. Nationals? Yeah.
Yep.
So you get to go back, so it'll be a little bit familiar for you, right?
Oh, yeah. This will be the fourth time that I'm racing out there.
Wow.
So I'm really excited. I really love the venue. There's so much sun, which is a drastic change from up here in January. So that's really nice, and it's usually really warm out there, too, so it should be a great time.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. We'll look forward to hearing how the races go. Not till March, right? We're not till, I don't think we ski until 6th and 8th of March or something like
that. That's correct.
So it'll be a while before we get the results, but I know you're going to be gearing up to get out there soon, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much.
Alice Flanders from the Nordic skiing teams over at Michigan Tech, and we've got more Drive Time coming up right after these on The Mix.